Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The DH, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. White steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Otis steals second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Lockhock moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Lockhock moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Hara reaches second base with a double. Thornton scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 4-1, Royals. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Hara moves to third. It's 4-2, Royals. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. White steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Otis steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter is walked intentionally. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. Otis moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's 5-2, Royals. Len Barker now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Porter moves to third. Cowens moves to second. It's 6-2, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Alexander for a passed ball. Porter scores. Cowens moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. It's 7-2, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens scores. 2 outs. It's 8-2, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockhock moves to third. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. Hurdle moves to second. It's 9-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. with two walks. White takes first base on ball four. Hurdle moves to third. Potek moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. Porter moves to second. It's 10-2, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-2, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitorf fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. Date moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Kuiper scores. Date scores. Manning moves to third. It's 11-4, Royals. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manning tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 11-5, Royals. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Indians 5. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Kuiper reaches third base with a triple. Verizer goes all the way around to score. It's 11-6, Royals. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The slide. Porter applies the tag. Kuiper is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Indians 6. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a ball on the ground for a single. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Potek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Potek scores. It's 12-6, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White scores. Brett moves to second. Two outs. It's 13-6, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 14-6, Royals. Victor Cruz now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Date hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Manning reaches second base with a double. Date goes all the way around to score. It's 14-7, Royals. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Indians 7. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Diaz now catching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norris. McRae reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hera takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock throws to second for 1, and Patek throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Norris moves to second. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Indians 7. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and three walks. He's got one RBI. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 15-7, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 15, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.